This month's featured nutrient at drhoffman.com, EGCG Ultra, bringing you the benefits of green tea in a concentrated form. For all your supplement needs, shop our store at drhoffman.com. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to talk about a very convenient way for you to formulate your own supplement program. You know, the question comes up frequently here on Intelligent Medicine. So what should I do in terms of supplements? Can you give me some suggestions? What's a basic supplement program? What happens if I want to augment my supplement program in one direction or another? The answer, of course, is extremely variable. And today's guest recognizes that, and he's sought to systematize that into a book, but also into a website that will help you develop your supplement program. He's Dr. Michael Smith, and he is a kindred spirit. He is also the host of his own radio program, which is heard weekly, and he is the senior health scientist and online personality for Life Extension, LEF.org, which is a wonderful organization. They've got a great Life Extension magazine that many of you may read. You may read it online, or you may receive a physical copy of the Life Extension magazine. And it's often considered by many to be the world's leading organization dedicated to extending healthy human lifespan. Great research, great products. Dr. Mike, my guest today, as he's often referred to, was a recurring guest on the Suzanne Show with Suzanne Summers. And Suzanne has graciously written a wonderful introduction to his book, which is called The Supplement Pyramid. So without further ado, let's hear from Dr. Mike himself, Dr. Michael Smith.
Hi, Dr. Ron. Thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate the time.
My pleasure. By the way, you were a graduate of University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Dr. Smith is completed an internship in internal medicine, and he had advanced studies in radiology at UT Southwestern Medical Center. So he is eminently qualified to answer a full range of medical questions. And so, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about what gave you the idea for the supplement pyramid. By the way, great concept. How to build your personalized nutritional regimen.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Dr. Ron, the idea came because of my sisters. I have two older sisters, and I have one, and I think, by the way, they represent, I think, your average supplement consumers out there. I have one sister who takes everything. When I mean everything, Dr. Ron, I mean everything. She has a cabinet in her kitchen. If you open that cabinet up, I mean, bottles can fall out. You have to be careful. And so everything she reads, everything she hears, she's just taking it, and she's hoping something is good for her, it's working for her. And, of course, that's not a great way, I think, to go about it. But then on the flip side, I have another sister who, she understands the need for supplements. She gets that. I don't have to convince her of that, but she doesn't really know what to do from there. So she's been doing a very, I'll just call it a generic multivitamin. I think, you know, she went into her local store, she found one, didn't really look at it too much, probably went purely by cost, and we know that barely scratches the surface.
So you have sort of both ends of the spectrum of the supplement community,
right?
There. You've got, you know, sort of the dilettante dipping her toe into the world of supplementation. Then you've got the, you know, the uber consumer,
right.
Someone who's, you know, virtually anything that sounds plausible she's going to take, but maybe that's a willy-nilly approach.
Yeah. And so now, of course, Dr. Ron, I'm their younger brother. I'm Mikey to them. I'm not Dr. Smith or Dr. Mike, so they don't
know how it is with relatives. Yeah, it's tough.
So they don't really listen to me. That's a different story. But I wrote the book for them. I wanted them to understand that there's I think a better way of taking supplements. I think there's a better way to spend your money, you know, to get that return on your health investment. And so I kind of had them in mind when I put all this together. Working at Life Extension, by the way, I was practicing medicine, internal medicine in Dallas, and a lot of my patients were coming and asking questions about nutrition and supplements, and I really didn't have those answers. And I was in a very nice position where I was able to put my part of the practice on hold. And I came out to Life Extension to work for 1 year as a health advisor. And I don't know if you know this or not, but we have a whole staff of doctors and nurses who come and will answer phone calls and answer questions about supplements and nutrition to anybody that has questions. And I did that for a whole year, and my goal was to eventually go back to Dallas and you know, bring that to the practice. Of course, that was 7 years ago. I haven't left Life Extension because I really like
the rest
what we
is
do.
History, right?
Yeah, I really like what we do. But when I was on the phones for that year, the most common question I had was, "What do I really need to take? I mean, what really is appropriate for me?" And so, based on that, based on what I was seeing my sisters do, I just thought it was time to provide as best as we can some serious guidance for people.
Well, you know, I think even before we tackle the question of what basic thing should you take, and I've actually posed this question to several of my eminent guests. So recently I talked to Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who's considered by many to be the father of functional medicine. And I said, well, you know, what do you consider to be just the bare minimum, the basic supplement program? And I predict that your answer will be very similar to his, because I think there's some consensus about, you know, what are some of the basic things people should be doing. But even before we begin with that, you know, there's a great deal of questioning about whether people should take supplements altogether. I just wrote an article on 10 answers that you can give to supplement skeptics. And they'll throw up stuff at you like, well, there's not enough research, there's no evidence that supplements really work, you're just making expensive urine. And so on and so on. You as a physician, you've been exposed to this, I'm sure. So what could we say to the supplement skeptics who say, look, you know, if you just eat a well-rounded diet, you'll get everything you need, and you don't really need to take supplements altogether?
Well, Dr. Ron, I think right there is where we begin. That whole idea that if you eat a healthy diet, right, that's a big if, isn't it? Most Americans aren't. As a matter of fact, the USDA put out a report, I think, in 2005, and I know things haven't gotten better since then, of the amount of nutrients that we are getting every day, and it was quite depressing. I mean, you're talking about 93% of Americans not getting, you know, the right amount of vitamin E, 50% not getting the right amount of magnesium, and they went through all the vitamins and minerals, you know, the basic ones, and we're nowhere near what we should be getting. So that whole idea that if you eat a healthy diet, I mean, that is one of the biggest ifs we have in medicine today. Most people simply aren't doing that. And then here's when I was researching this, you know, so I had that information. I knew that most Americans were not, you know, eating the way we're supposed to eat. And on top of that, what we are eating is really working against us, by the way, right? You know, I call it the sick food chain. I'm talking about the antibiotics and all our meat sources, the pesticides. We're talking about artificial coloring and artificial sweeteners. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So not only we're not eating what we should be eating, we're also getting a bunch of gunk into our bodies that's really just not doing us any good whatsoever.
So sort of like we're not only are we not getting enough nutrition, but we're also consuming anti-nutrients. And not to mention the medications that we take that may interfere with the action of many nutrients.
Exactly. I think you said it perfectly. So what, as a matter of fact, I talk about this in the book, I call it being overfed yet undernourished. There's never been a time in American history where we are able to eat so many calories in one day today, and that's a blessing that we're able to do that. But on the other end, it's just empty calories. So we're getting heavier and heavier, yet we're undernourished, and that it's a weird thing going on. But here's so I had that argument already that we're not eating what we're supposed to eating, and what we are eating is sick. And if you're going to put sick stuff in your system, you're going to be sick. I think people are getting that. But even if you do, even if you're one of those very few people, Dr. Ron, who do a good job with eating an organic-based diet every day, getting the right amount of fruits and vegetables, the problem is the food itself is nutrient poor. You know, when I was researching this blew my mind. It was back in the 1920s that the United States did the first soil surveys looking at certain nutrients, certain compounds that are needed in the soil to produce healthy, nutritious food. And back in the 1920s, they concluded that our soils were nutrient poor. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. We haven't really done anything since then to improve the health of our soils. Now, there have been some rejuvenation efforts in the South specifically, but not enough, in my opinion. So we've been eating nutrient-poor food literally for decades now, even if it is organic-based. Just because it's organic soil, it doesn't mean that soil's healthy in terms of nutrients.
I think another way of saying this is that the nutrients that are essential for plant growth that even produce beautiful-looking, shiny red tomatoes or wonderfully lustrous-looking purple grapes, they may be lacking in certain critical nutrients that are necessary for mammals, or specifically nutrients that the plants can grow. And you know why farmers know this, that why add superfluous nutrients when the plants will simply grow without extra expensive fertilizer that won't change the value of the food, but ultimately is necessary for people.
It is. So and you bring up a good point. If you look at just a tomato, for instance, I think it was Dr. Bernard Shaw, who was a famous nutritionist. He once said that, a tomato today, and he was speaking, this is back like in the 1970s, he said that a tomato today is not what a tomato was just 100 years ago, even though it looks the same, right? I mean, it's the same size. It might even be bigger because of all the pesticides that were putting into the soil.
Right.
But you have a really bright red big tomato that looks awesome, but because the soil is missing nitrates, carbonates, and minerals, that tomato, although it looks great, is just not giving us the micronutrients and the minerals that we need. And that's why, just as an example, in 2005, the USDA said 56 or so percent of Americans are deficient in magnesium, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yet the tomatoes look wonderful in the supermarket, don't they?
Right.
So going back to this question, do I need supplements? When you look at the fact that we're not eating the way we're supposed to, it's a sick food chain. It's poor soils producing poor foods. And then, of course, just real quickly, Dr. Ron, just the lifestyles that we live today. I mean, we live in this 24-hour, fast-paced information news cycle. We don't really rest from any of that. We're constantly looking at our smartphones and computers and social media. I mean, it just never ends. It's just a quick life. It's so fast paced today. That's causing a lot of chronic stress for people. And then of course the environment is dirty. I mean, the EPA allows over 84,000 known industrial chemicals in our environment. And although we have an amazing resilient built-in detox system called the liver, it's overwhelmed. It was never meant to deal with this kind of toxic deluge that it's dealing with. So when you put that all together, and these aren't just Dr. Mike-isms, right? These are real facts. We're not eating the right amount. We have poor soils. We have nutrient-poor food. We have chronic stress. We have the environmental toxins. When you put all that together, I'm a firm believer in taking supplements every day if we really are looking towards optimizing our health and living longer, but not just longer, living better. I think supplements are necessary.
Well, I think that's a great summary of why there is a basic need for supplementation. But as when we see an individual in our practice, I certainly run tests, I ask questions, I look at the family history, we check for vitamin levels. It's a very individualized thing. So writing a book that attempts to give people an answer to the basic question, what supplement should I take, is a real challenge. You have managed to do that by creating a series of health quizzes, which are interactive on your website, mysupplementperiod.com, and in the book. And you can do the next best thing to getting individual nutritional analysis from a health professional. I mean, it's not exactly comparable, and for people with really challenging problems or unique situations, they may need that extra consultation. But this is actually a good attempt at individualizing nutritional recommendations. So what are some of the considerations? What makes people require more or less of a certain thing? And, how did you formulate your quizzes?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dr. Ron. It, just like you said, when somebody comes into your office, right, or a patient of mine comes in and sees me, and let's say they have a complaint of chest pain, right? Before we do any physical exam, before we do any workup with blood or radiology or what else we have to use to help them to come up with a diagnosis, before we do any of that, we take a clinical history, right? We go through a series of questions that really are about family history, personal history, and risk factors. And even in our head, as we're asking these questions and building that clinical story, that clinical history, even the questions we're asking, we know some of them mean a little bit more than others. So I took that same concept and I brought it over to the supplement side. Now, obviously, I can't speak to everybody. So what was the next best way to capture that story, that story that they want to tell me, that their body is telling me? Well, I figured it was going through these health quizzes. What I did is I looked at, for each major body part and disease, I looked at what are the main symptoms, and then I ranked the symptoms. I said, let's look at heart disease. You know, here you have chest pain, or maybe you have shortness of breath, or what have you. And I looked at these risk factors and symptoms, and I ranked them. I said, which ones are the ones that are independent risk factors? Which ones are simply just an association? Which ones do some cardiologists think really are symptoms and some don't? And I ranked them and I gave them a score. So if you answer yes to say the ones that we consider to be significant risk factors or histories, you're going to get more points versus ones that maybe we quite don't know about, and you only get less points. Let me just give you an example. For the heart quiz, I ask a very important question that I know you would ask all your patients is, do you smoke? Right? It's one of the worst things you can do for your heart. And we know that. We know that that is a severe lifestyle thing that if we do, we're putting our cardiovascular system at risk. And so I gave that one question. If you answer yes, you get 4 points. Versus another one, which is based on a lab, I might ask, what's your homocysteine level? There's a lot of debate about whether homocysteine is a true risk factor, if it's independent, is it just associated with heart disease risk. But if you answer yes, I do believe it's a risk factor, by the way, but I don't think it's as severe as smoking, so I gave you 1 point if you answer yes to high homocysteine. And so the questions themselves are risk factor questions, they're symptom questions, but they each get a point value to how severe the issue is or that symptom might be. Once you've taken once you've answered all the questions, I tally up that score, all the yeses, I tally up those points, and you get a total point for that quiz. That point, that score you get, does reflect a certain amount of real risk coming from these real clinical assessments. The higher the score, the greater the risk. Once I know that, once you've told me that story, now I can line you up with the supplements, of course, based on research, that are going to be the best for you, that are going to target those issues.
And you make use of the supplement pyramid, or actually the pyramid concept, the supplement we know about, but the pyramid concept, which unfortunately is an ill-fated concept, not in your hands, but in the hands of the people who tried in the 1970s to design the ideal diet. They based the supplement pyramid, I'm sorry, the food pyramid, on the notion that the base, the most accepted notion, was that we should base our food supply on whole grains. So since whole grain bagels qualify as a whole grain, and whole grain Cheerios and Frosted Flakes with whole grains qualify as whole grain,
right,
it turned into a fiasco. But your notion, I think, is interesting because a pyramid has a base, it also has a mid-level, and it has an apex. So can you explain what that means in terms of your supplement recommendations?
Sure. So, and by the way, I did play this off the concept of the food pyramid, that it's only an educational tool. That's the only similarities that we have, because unlike the food pyramid, which does nothing for personalizing things for people, and of course, as you just mentioned, got a lot of it wrong at the beginning, and they've tried to make some corrections that I still don't totally agree with, but I went with that concept of the pyramid because I think people are familiar with it as a tool. And of course, the big difference here is mine is really all about personalizing. But before you even do that, the base of the pyramid, I call it the foundation, this is really the key, or you might call them core nutrients of simply being human. And this is not the personalization part. In the foundation, I have four products here. I have, of course, a daily multivitamin.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because, you chose to put that at the base of your pyramid. My multivitamin that I've developed for the Hoffman Center is called Foundation Formula. And the idea being is that you can build off of it. So great minds think alike. Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't steal that from you. I promise you, Dr.
No, no. But it's the foundational thing is some
it
a
is,
good quality multivitamin.
It's a quick little story here. Working with Life Extension and being on the phones, as I mentioned when I started, I had a gentleman call up, and he didn't want to take a multivitamin because he thought it was kind of passe. Oh, multivitamins, whatever. But he did want to take the latest. I literally think it was some sort of Amazon herb,
right?
That they had found that apparently cured everything. That of course was
$400. So he's like flipping the pyramid. He's like
he's standing
it on its head. He's going for the apex.
He did. He got it completely backwards. But so it does begin. I don't know what that Amazonian herb does, but I do know what the basic vitamins and minerals do. Right. So that obviously forms the base of any regimen. Once you've got that multivitamin going, we move up, and now we're going to get on to the omega-3 oils. That's the second foundational product. And I don't really argue about different sources here. I do teach about in the book different sources of the omega-3 oils, but I just want people to get, I personally think, between 2 to 4 grams of these oils every day. Once you got that going, you move up to the third product, which is the ubiquinol CoQ10. Of course, that's all about cell health, right? CoQ10 is necessary for cell energy production. If your cells can't make energy, the cells break down, the tissue breaks down, eventually you're going to break down.
Right, and since it's ubiquitous, from the word ubiquitous, I mean, you would think, it might have a place in the foundation. It's, good for everyone.
Absolutely, yeah. And then the last one, fourth product in the foundation is a probiotic.
Okay.
Right? I think it's real simple. You're only as healthy as your gut. I mean, probiotics, these healthy gut bacteria, support all phases of digestion, right? We know that. And, if you can be eating all the good food you want, taking these supplements, but if you can't digest them, absorb those nutrients, and eliminate waste, you're not going to be very healthy.
Right, so far, you're tracking 3 for 4 with Jeffrey Bland, who's considered the founding father.
Right?
Yeah, the only reason that you're a little different is because, you include, of course, a generous amount of vitamin D in your multi. He separated out vitamin D as a separate entity, which didn't give him room to talk about ubiquinol, which I'm sure is on his short list of supplements that are beneficial.
Well, and that's a good point, Dr. Ryan, because I get that question, and since the book has been released, people ask me that. Well, where's vitamin D? Well, wait a second. If you're doing a high quality multivitamin, you should be getting that out of that multivitamin. So I do talk. So that's why vitamin D is not separated out, because I'm including that in the multi.
Okay. Well, this is a great inflection point for us to pause, because we divide these podcasts into two parts. Our discussion is with Dr. Michael Smith. He is senior health scientist and online personality for Life Extension. He is also host of his own radio program entitled Healthy Talk. Gee, that sounds a lot like my radio program used to be called. It used to be called Health Talk. We rekindled our radio program last year as we relaunched it as Intelligent Medicine. So there's no lawsuit pending, no litigation.
Thank you.
No, we'll let you off the hook here. It's on radiomd.com. And when we return, we're gonna sharpen the pyramid. We're gonna ascend to personalization and optimization now that we've laid the foundation. And we're gonna talk about some of the unique and unusual nutritional products that you may not yet be familiar with. The results of cutting-edge research by the outfit that Dr. Smith works for, Life Extension Foundation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast.